We thank you and give you praise.
How y'all doing? Good, 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 good. Well, I look like somebody's ready to give an offering. I see that envelope. Come on, let's go ahead and bring the offering baskets forward. And I'll give you some announcements real quick. We're running
on time with God. That was some good praise and worship. Hallelujah. Amen.
This coming Friday, November the 16th, TFT, Threshing Floor Tabernacle, breaking out with something new, something different. The evangelism outreach team will be out on the corner of East 18th and A Street from 6 o'clock p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. on the corner by Wells Fargo Bank. Amen? Let's thank God for our evangelistic team. Thank God for the grinding for souls, if you will. Thank God for special ops, if you will. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Let's not forget this labor of love. It is a tremendous blessing to the body of Christ because souls are getting saved. Brother Kwame, there were how many today? For this week? Amen. To God be the glory. Now, mind you, this is at the school. This is at Liberty. Okay, I got the right school, Liberty. Now, the thing of it is that, you know, these youth are so lost. And some, they're being bombarded with so much. Some of the dumb stuff that we do legally, you know where the target really is. And then all of a sudden, when you see it manifest, they're like, oh, we have to do something about this. Oh, we have to input legislation. For instance, how many of you know what vaping is? Vaping, you know. Now, who knew when they first started this stuff who was going to be doing this? I did. When I saw how electronic, whatever that gadget thing is, how they smoke it, it's like the kids are going to go after this. And then when they started flooding the market with the different flavors, it's like kids are going to, you know, go after this like candy. That was my immediate thought. I don't know about yours. Maybe yours wasn't. But anyways, so now legislators, now they want to impose some legislation because so many kids are getting addicted to this, and they're doing it in the schools and all. And it's like, duh. It's one of the dumbest things. And, people who smoke, you know, they're killing themselves, if you will. And it's like, break away from that habit if you can. I believe you can. I know you can. And I know Jesus can deliver you from it. But break away from that if any of you do smoke. It's not judging you or condemning you or anything like that. But, you know, the inhaling of this thing is like, it just don't look right. It just looks like it's going to be harmful because you're putting that stuff into your lungs and all. And, you know, it's like, what kind of effect is that going to have? Because this stuff is kind of new on the market, and that was a few years ago. And here it is now. They're starting to tell, you know, through their research and all, that it's not good for you. So they got all of these kids that are smoking it. Juul is one of those, J-U-L, I think that's what it is, how you spell it. And so many are attracted to it because they make it in such a way. I mean, they even make it like a, what's that thing you put into the computer, that drive? What do they call that drive? USB. They even do it in that form, you know, in order to make it appealing or cool, or so that the parents won't really know what their kids are doing, that sort of thing. But it's like it's something that you, yeah. But anyways, I saw that at the beginning, and I ain't nobody in that sense, but it's just you can see exactly who it's going to attract. And so now it's come this big thing, and they're trying to do things to keep kids away from it. It's like they should have never let that thing out of the starting blocks. They should have just shut it down right then and there. No. Praise God. Thank God for the church. I'm so glad I'm saved. Well, anyways, special ops will be out there. This coming Saturday, wow, yeah, this coming Saturday, Special Ops, November 17th. It's going to be a busy weekend. They're going out, E-Team is going out Saturday morning at 10:30, and then Special Ops will be going out 9 o'clock. That's a lot of hitting the streets, hitting the pavement. Come on, let's give God thanks for the E-Team, the Special Ops, the Grinding for Souls. That's a lot. Praise God. Our church is outreaching. And to God be the glory. I was going to go somewhere else with that, but that's sufficient. And we just want to thank God for what he's doing. Amen? All right, go ahead and take your opportunity to bring up your offerings if you have them. If you don't have them, don't sweat it. Don't get in bondage. God loves a cheerful, hilarious, prompt-to-do-it giver whose heart is in their giving. So if you don't have it to give, you can't give what you don't have. But if you do give, it's not based on what you don't have, but based on what you do. Because God loves a cheerful, hilarious, prompt-to-do-it giver whose heart is in their giving. In other words, God likes giving. He gave Paul this revelation. He told Paul, it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. And in giving, you find that you cannot outgive God. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, you find that when you give, God brings it right back to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. For those of you who are waiting to go into your Bibles, open it up to the book of Ephesians, chapter 2. We want to at least hit something tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When you get there, say amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Again, this is one of the prison epistles that Paul wrote while he was in prison in Rome. It was Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon, I believe, with the prison epistles. And his expression in writing these, you would think that he was on the outside and the people that he was writing to were on the inside, because he's on the inside trying to cheer them up and give them revelation concerning how they are and who they are on the outside. But it's like he's trying to pump them up and make sure that they don't get discouraged even by his imprisonment, but that they can still rejoice and be free because he's still doing the work of God. As he told the church at Philippi, I may be chained, but my mouth is not chained. And the word of God is not chained. So I can speak and get people set free. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Is everyone given?
Let's present this before the Father. I have a praise report. This is a fisherman's praise report. Praise God. Today, Brother Charles went fishing and caught three, a 15-pounder, a 9-pounder, and a 5-pounder. So let's all go over to Brother Charles after service and eat up that fish that he's got. Oh, look at that. Somebody say, oh, praise God. Wow. What a blessing. You all are such a blessing. There's stripers. Oh, look at this. Oh, show off. Show off. Show off. Show off. These are nice stripers. Brother Randy would be like, you know, fish contest. Praise God. They're nice sizers, too. Yeah.
Way to go. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful place. Yeah. Yeah. That's where Minister Aquino's dad used to take us. Yeah, praise God. What? This is a great church. Such a blessing. Amen. Such a blessing. I know I shared it before, but I mean, Pastor's appreciation was awesome. And we thank you again for all the gifts and just the cards and things like that. It's just such a blessing. Amen. It has really been good. I'm so glad October is over. I'm so glad October is over. See, when Paul said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, it wasn't a suggestion. It was a direct order for the saints of God. Because there will be an evil day in which you'll be tested. But the thing of it is, you always have to remember, God has confidence in you. Because the devil can't do anything that God won't allow. Well, why would God allow? It's not like God sends it. It's not like God wishes it upon you. But it's just that if he dare come near you, it's like it was with Job. Have you considered my servant Job? God knew what was in the devil's mind, that there's none like him, that he is blameless, if you will. He's only that way because you're blessing. Take away the blessings, he'll curse you. Take away the hedge of protection, he'll curse you to your face, .. But God had confidence in Job. And he's got confidence in you and I as well, that we will do the right thing in the day of adversity, in the day of evil, when wickedness comes our way, that we'll stand, having done all to stand. Because that's what he gives us. That's what he's imputing to us even right now. Just the very words creates the faith in the mind and in the heart to believe that I can stand in the evil day. So when I get evil news, I'm not going to get knocked over. I'm going to be standing. And I'm going to get victory over this. Why? Because I'm going to walk in truth. I'm going to walk in righteousness. I believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. I have my faith. I have my salvation. I have the word of God. I pray with all prayers and supplications in the spirit. And I'm watchful for the saints of God. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. The devil can't take me out if I'm doing that. Paul teaches us how to walk in victory. He teaches us how to fight the good fight of faith. He teaches us how to wage the good warfare. Praise God. This guy, he said, I don't follow his teaching or anything like that, but I just know this is one of his statements. You never enter into a battle that you cannot win. Never enter into a battle that you cannot win. Well, sometimes the battles come our way. And when they do come, we don't have to back up. We stand. We resist. We move forward in faith. We win. Hallelujah. We win every battle. Praise God. Because Jesus is with us. Glory. This is how we fight our battles. We fight them in faith. We fight them standing. We fight them praying. We fight them resisting the devil, submitting ourselves to God, resisting him, and he's going to take off. That's what the Bible says. He's got to do it because the word says do it. We just have to do what the word tells us to do. Submit yourself unto God. Resist the devil, and guess what? Submit yourself unto God. Resist the devil, and guess what? Resist the devil, and guess what? Not if you don't submit yourself to God. You don't submit yourself to the ordinances of God, the devil will wreak havoc on you. But you submit yourself to God, somebody else steps in. You won't need to fight in this battle. Just sit over there and praise me. Praise God. Okay. Amen. That's word. I just saw in the spirit that it may not hit you, but if it doesn't, that's okay. I just saw us sitting ourselves down in a chair and just letting the Lord fight this battle for us.
And we're just sitting in our easy chair saying, this is how I fight my battles. Yeah. Yeah, praise God. Father, stretch forth your hands of faith. Father, thank you for this privilege and opportunity of being able to give and to sow seed. Thank you for the privilege and honor of being able to present our tithes and offerings and gifts of love. I thank you for the saints of God and worshiping you in their giving. And I agree with them. And we agree with one another, Father, that we are of one heart, one mind, one spirit, of one accord concerning the not only the tithes and the offerings and the seed sowing and the gifts of love that are in these baskets, but agreeing with the saints for breakthroughs, for financial breakthroughs, believing with the saints for prosperity, believing with the saints that they'll prosper and be in health even as their soul prospers, believing with the saints that there will be open doors and there will be golden opportunities for them to seize, believing with the saints that if they need a job, it's theirs, it's being created for them even now as we pray, believing for the saints that there's raises coming and bonuses coming, that there's increase coming, believing with the saints that their debts are being canceled and their debts are being paid, believing with the saints that they're coming out of that financial hardship and into the land of plenty, believing with the saints that no weapon formed against them is going to prosper, believing with the saints that they emerge victorious in every given situation. We stand in agreement, Lord God. Let the blessing of the Lord overtake each and every one. Let the favor of God be upon each and every one. As it was with John the Baptist, as it was with Jesus, so let it be with us that we have favor with you and favor with mankind. You'll make even our enemies to be at peace with us. And those that hate us, you'll cause them to bless us. And we will give you all the glory, honor, and praise because only you can do something like that. We agree that you will still the enemy, Lord God. You'll shut his mouth, Father God. You'll grant breakthroughs. You'll grant, Lord God, open doors of opportunities. You'll grant favor. We agree, Master, in Jesus' mighty name. Release your healing virtue and power now. If anybody's got sickness, if anybody's got pain in their body, if anybody has any discomfort, I pray even, Father God, for watery eyes, dry eyes. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over those dry eyes in Jesus' mighty name that they'll be healed and made whole. I pray over the ears that there be no earaches, Lord, no ear infections. I cover the children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. No ear infections and no sore throats, no running noses in Jesus' mighty name. I just cover us all in the precious blood of the Lamb. And almighty God, that you'll remove sickness out of our midst according to your word, according to the truth. Remove it out of our midst, that the gates of hell will not prevail against any of us. And every child of God that is going through something, that Satan's plans are disrupted, overthrown, cast down, defeated, to no effect will they have upon your sons and daughters in this house. Victory, victory, victory. Victory is ours. Victory is ours. Victory today is ours. We tell Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Go ahead and just say, I take the joy too. I take the joy too. I take the joy too. Tell, I'm sitting at the table of the Lord and I'm pulling out the dishes that the Lord has spread the table with, and I'm taking the joy, I'm taking the peace, I'm taking the love, I'm taking the gentleness, I'm taking the kindness, I'm taking the long-suffering, I'm taking every good thing that Dad has put at that table, I'm taking the victory, I'm taking everything that belongs to me. Hallelujah, it belongs to me. Hallelujah, it belongs to me. And he does it in the presence of our enemy. So let the devil know he's defeated. Let the devil know he might as well go. Let the devil know he has no place in your life, and the enemy toucheth you not, because you're in Christ and Christ is in you, and the gates of hell are not going to prevail in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and tell you, I'm about to be blessed, and I am blessed, and I will continue to be blessed, and there's nothing you could do to stop it. There's nothing you can do to prevent it. There's nothing you can do to hinder it in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. The weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they are mighty through God to pulling down enemy strongholds, casting down arguments and vain imaginations and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and we bring every thought into captivity. iniquity unto the obedience of Christ, even when our obedience is fulfilled right now in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We declare we're blessed and not cursed. We're favored, highly favored. Glory be to God in Jesus' mighty name. Highly favored. Highly favored. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Any pain in the hip area, just claim healing right now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty, mighty name. Father, we offer unto you the sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips with thanksgiving for all of the things you've done, everything you're doing, and all that you're about to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for watching over us, getting us through October. Now we're into November, and we're into this season of thanksgiving. We're thankful. We're grateful. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for providing for us. Thank you for opening up doors for us. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, you're about to walk into blessing and favor like never before. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Glory. Glory, glory, glory. The Bible says the steps of a good man, they are ordered of the Lord. Your steps are ordered into the favor and blessing of Almighty God, and nobody can stop it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you. Thank you for this time. And cover everyone in the precious blood of the Lamb because of the hour. Lord, I pray your blessing upon the saints. That the Lord our God, Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals, releases healing power and virtue. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our God who provides, that he provide for you. Lord our God, bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift up his countenance on you and give you his peace. Oh, peace, peace like a river. Yeah, Lord, peace. Nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking. Your ever-abiding peace. Let your face shine upon us. Be gracious unto us. Lift up your countenance on us and give us your peace. Your name be over us. That you may bless us and that we enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Above all else, we prosper and are in divine health, even as our soul prospers. In Jesus' name, everybody who agrees said amen. 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 It is so. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, bless God. Amen. You all have a supernatural rest of the week. We look forward to seeing you soon, Sunday, if not sooner. Hallelujah.